We tried to speak to Rafferkat earlier, and I think we've got him back. Morning to you.
Morning, Crystal.
Morning, Rafferkat. So, what did you think about the way in which the media covered Brussels this week? Do you feel that it's the kind of reporting we need? It's such a big story. Or do you feel that perhaps at times it was bordering on the sensational?
I fully agree with you. Sometimes the media goes over the top. They give, like, unlimited coverage to ISIS. You know, I belong to a Messiah Foundation organization. For the last 10 years, we've been extensively talking about the root cause of terrorism, which is the ideology of Wahhabism. And for the last 10 years, media did not even pay attention to us. And the amount of attention that is given to ISIS, it's unbelievable. They need media, you know, the more that the ISIS atrocities are spread on the news, on the radio, on the newspapers, the more it's spreading terror in the minds of people. People are scared to go out, you know, to the cinema, to the shopping mall, to, you know, football grounds or concerts. So the media needs to play a role how to defeat ISIS, how to defeat the ideology of ISIS. You understand what I mean?
But then how can we do that unless we're informed about exactly what ISIS are doing? How can we... So don't we need to inform people? Don't we need to have the media telling us the true horror of what they're doing in order for us to come up with a solution?
Yeah, I agree with you. But the media also should be responsible by the people that there are people who are fighting ISIS. You know, some people are fighting them on the battlefield. Some people like us, we are fighting the root cause of ISIS, which is the ideology. They do not even pay attention to us. I have personally done 100,000 tweets in the last 5 years about Islam, Wahhabism, Saudi Arabia, Taliban. And the last 1.5 years, I've done a lot of tweets about ISIS. But, you know, media just don't want to, they're not interested in what people are saying. They just...
Well, what truth do you feel is not being reported on?
But they should tell the people that why ISIS are killing people. This is the root cause of the whole, you know, terrorism. And there are people that are trying to explain, you know, that they interpretation of the Quran is wrong. And these people, you know, like I said, for the last 10 years, we have spoken against Wahhabism, about this poisonous ideology, which used to power the Taliban, and now the ISIS are, you know, using this very same ideology.
But sadly, Rafferkat, it's not really newsworthy until you start killing people in order to get your point across.
But this is the problem.
That's the truth. You know, you could have rung radio stations 10 years ago and said, you know, there is a Muslim ideology that's perhaps growing, that's going to take the West by storm, and it's going to be terrible, and it's going to shock us all. And we'd say, oh, God, that's awful. Right, well, anyway, thanks very much. If you say that after they've committed terrible murders, I'm telling you now, we're more interested to hear what you've got to say about it. That's life. That's the way things are. That's news. And if you want your cause to be the most publicised so that we can all talk about how shocking and terrible it is, kill a load of people.
Well, that's the job of terrorism, not my job.
No, I'm not saying you should. I mean, you know what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that the only time your ideology, however horrific it might be, becomes newsworthy is when you make it newsworthy by killing people. So, again, that's an argument saying that we do, perhaps, play into the hands of the terrorists. Thanks, Rafferkat, for that. Eric is in the USA. Morning, Eric.